Well, welcome back to the Back in Five podcast. My name is Sean Clark, and I'm joined with Randy Hankins. He is the chairman of our board.
Hello.
He's also an elder, and he also preached a message this last week. And we are in the series of Genesis, but we took a break over the last couple weeks, hit and miss here, to talk about something that's really important for the Christian life, and it's about our finances and really the money that God has given us, and what are we going to do with it? So Walt Rakowski started us off a couple weeks ago talking about, with the title being "The Heart of the Matter Is It's a Matter of the Heart," and you finished up that. You kind of did
part two.
So yeah, so kind of talk us through. You kind of had a landing point here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. So kind of talk us through the message.
Yeah, the heart of the matter for me was, as we just looked at it as elders, is that we talk about so many things that's important to the Christian walk, our faith, spiritual disciplines, and sometimes we don't talk about money or finances, I think, enough.
Right.
And so we just see throughout Scripture how important giving is and our attitude towards our stuff and how that reflects our attitude towards God and our faith. And so that was kind of the heart behind the message this week.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting because I think in Christian circles, it's kind of like either you talk about money too much or you talk about money like not enough. And we want to find, okay, what is the Bible, the biblical authors, what are they talking about? What do they say? And it's definitely part of our life. It's probably one of the ways that can kind of hit us most in regards to our faith. Are we going to trust in God? Even as the passage opens up, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, you know? And so kind of, yeah, talk us through the passage. What were some things that you saw as you walked us through 2 Corinthians there?
Yeah, you mentioned, verse 6 and verse 7, I thought was really important, where it says that each person must give as he has decided in his heart. And there were really like four parts to that, and that was each person, it's individual, it's personal, and must. It's a matter of we got to do this for our walk of faith to be correct. And it was, should decide. And to me, that's not a haphazard thing. That's a planned.
Yeah.
It's a purposed.
Yeah.
And in his heart.
Yeah.
And that's with compassion to give and not reluctant or under compassion. So attitude is important, and being a cheerful giver is important. And throughout the passage we saw, and we looked at different scriptures that just kind of showed how it's not a matter of a quantity or an amount or a percentage, but really God wants everything.
Right. And I think as you walk through the passage, the biblical passages, it's like, okay, well, it's definitely not 10%, and it's probably not 22% as in the Old Testament, but the passages that you reference is like either 50% or 100%. You know, it's like, it's all God's.
You know, if you have two tunics, give to one to the person that doesn't have any, that's 50%.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then we have the example of the poor widow who put in very little, like a penny, but it was everything she had.
Yeah.
It was all. It was everything, 100%.
Yeah.
So it's a couple of examples.
One of the things that you implemented was probably a year and a half ago was the take 5 minutes after. The first five minutes. Yeah. So you challenged us to kind of think through the biblical message. And one of the things that I came up and talked to you after the message was about that decision, because we must set aside this money, we must make a decision and do so cheerfully. But for I think for a lot of people, we just get in the habit of just giving, and it's not necessarily a sacrifice anymore, because we're just do so absentmindedly. We're not praying over this. We're willing to give it, obviously, because we give it, but it's not like it's this huge thing that we're offering to the Lord. So it's purposeful and intentional.
And it can become, mechanical, like you say.
Yeah.
But it also, even giving can become a matter of pride.
Yeah.
And that was also in the example with the poor widow.
Yeah.
Jesus had watched people giving large sums of money, and it was a matter of pride to them. But I would also say that, sometimes we may feel like, oh, we haven't given sacrificially enough. But I think that the important thing is the giving and the increase in giving. As we are blessed with more, it should provide more opportunity to be generous. And we see that in the 2 Corinthians 9 passage, to where they were being called on to be generous to the other churches that were poor, to the church in Jerusalem.
Right, yeah. And even as the passage goes on, I always think that's so interesting is that Paul is calling them to supply the need for the church in Jerusalem at that time, knowing that at some point the tables might turn and you know they could come back and support you.
Yep.
And a result of this, I love it in verse 11, you know, that through us it will produce thanksgiving to God. Like, God is the focus of all this. Like, it's going to produce this thankful heart either in our lives or in the lives of the Jerusalem church, that they're going to offer thanksgiving for God supplying their need. And so it's just a motivation to give.
And as it goes on in verse 13, it's that will glorify God.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate purpose of our giving, is to glorify God and showing that we understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the giving in the Old Testament was for them to remember where they got everything, who provided for them. It was God, and they can trust in Him.
Yeah.
And kind of ended with the our greatest motivation is our salvation.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the gift that He gave us.
Unbelievable.
Right, yeah. He says, thanks be to God for this inexpressible gift.
Inexpressible.
Yeah, very good. So we're. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about your message?
No, I think we wrapped it up pretty good.
That's good. Excellent. Well, we do invite you to come back out this Sunday. We get to celebrate the Lord's Supper together as a church. We meet at 10 a.m., and we're going to continue on in the book of Genesis with Pastor Brad Belcher. We'll see you here on Sunday morning.